This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians are now struggling to deal with the evacuation from Gaza and targeted by the Israeli military ahead of an expected land offense.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Saudi and United Arab Emirates leaders Saturday and reached out by phone to his Chinese counterpart to try to prevent the fighting between Israel and Hamas from erupting into a wider war in the Middle East. Blinken is expected to head to Egypt on Sunday, where the fate of some 2 million civilians in Gaza will be high on the agenda. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
This all comes a week after the brutal attacks on Israel by Hamas militants. Israel's military says it's preparing for a coordinated offensive in Gaza using air, ground, and naval forces. Speaking before the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner on Saturday, U.S. President Joe Biden condemned anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, transphobia, and homophobia.
Because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. Hate toward one group left unanswered opens the door for more hate toward more groups more often, readily.
Biden referred to last week's attack by Hamas on Israeli territory as a manifestation of hate that took the lives of at least 1,300 people, including 27 Americans. President also lamented Palestinian deaths, saying many innocent Palestinian families are being